And we're going to move right into our child dedications. I'm just going to share a little bit. Sherry talked this morning about Psalm 139. And so how we are all wonderfully and beautifully made. And I think as adults even, we're on a journey of discovering that. It's never something that we fully grasp. I feel like I know myself better in this decade than I did in the last, and that's really amazing. And I kind of look back and think, how did I even know myself at 20, right? Like, it's this journey of discovering who you are. And that Psalm 139, we're all so individually and beautifully made. And Proverbs 22:6 says, train a child in the way they should go. Another way of saying that verse is, train a child in the way they're designed to go. And as you read Psalm 139, you discover that we're all designed to go and move in a different way. And train, actually the word train, does anyone know what that means? It's used three times in Scripture other than this verse. And this verb actually means to dedicate. So dedicate a child in the way they're designed to go. And the verse suggests parents to actually come together and commit and devote their child to live a life, to follow the path that points them to Jesus. And it's not a small commissioning here. That's a huge task. And parents understand that. Another way of saying it is to continually plead and intercede in the presence of God and others for the life of your child, that they would take a path that points to Jesus. And that's what we're going to do here this morning together. We're going to plead together and intercede together with these families, that these kids would take this path that would glorify God. And that's the cry of all of us as parents and our parents before us, if they've been following the Lord. The overall commission, the overall challenge here in Proverbs is not just a one-time dedicate and then you're good. It's like any relationship, right? When you make promises at your wedding, right? Couples, it's not a one-time commitment and then you're good to go, right? It's a constant. I've got to just constantly promise, constantly commit myself to this. And that's what this verse is talking about, not a one-time dedication. This is a continual, intentional, sustained, God-dependent shepherding of our child's heart, pointing. And we want to pray that, and realizing that, you know, as a community, this is an invitation for us to surround these four families today and realize that it's not just a one-time dedication. So just like what Proverbs is talking about, it's a sustained, intentional, God-dependent shepherding of these kids' hearts on their path to young adulthood into pointing towards Jesus. And so we want to be a community that is for these families, a community that says, yes, you can do it when they're too tired to stand up. And another sort of prayer that came my way is that as parents and as a community, I think we want to be people that remember, that remind people of their faith in God when the hard times come. And that's something I've really been diving into in spiritual direction is, you know, they're going to come. And we all know, those of us who have lived long enough, the suffering is going to come. But those are the times we want to point people to Jesus, right? And help them remember, hey, this is what, you know, this is the promise you made, and I'm behind you in this. So I want to invite our four families up. And I think what we'll do is we'll just sort of gather in the front here. And then come on up, you guys. Barb and Isaac, Brent and Steph, Anna Maria and Valley, and Jonathan and Sarah. And we'll have you guys share a little bit, and then we'll have a really good time of prayer. And youth, if you could be ready with, I'm going to have youth take notes about each prayer for each family. Okay, so we're going to have a good time of listening to you guys, and then we're going to surround you. I think what we'll do is we'll pray, do some prayers right here, and then we'll scatter throughout our sanctuary, and we'll have a more extended time of prayer. So let's start. I'll pass the mic around if you guys want to just share your baby's name, meaning, and a prayer or hope that you have for.
This is Elizabeth N. And after three boys, she was a big surprise and joy, and still is. She was named after both of her grandmothers, And our hope and prayer for her is that she would grow to be a strong woman of God, that she would influence others the way that her namesakes have influenced us.
This is Jelinka Julia, and she came in our lives when God decided it was time, not when we thought it was or when we got impatient about it. She's very sensitive and smart and inquisitive, and she obviously likes to do things on her own terms, when she thinks it's time and when she can do it by herself. Her name, Jelinka, is Romanian, but it's of Hebrew origin, and it means my God is Yahweh, or Lord is my God. So this is like we picked the name, and then we found out what it means, which is pretty nice, because this is exactly our prayer for her, to walk with God every step of her way and to measure by his measure, to love the way he loves, to be fearless and joyful and caring.
This is Abigail, our child that we're often told is so easygoing. So we're hoping you've all had a chance to witness that is not the case all the time. So her name is Abigail Rose. Brent really gets the credit for her name, Abigail. He really liked that name. I had a few other names in mind. But when I looked up what the name means, it means a father's joy, which then I was like, you win. So that seemed like the right name for her. And our hope for her is that she will experience a real relationship with Jesus, and that she will just find him to be trustworthy, and that she will learn that for herself, that she'll have her own faith.
Our prayer also for her family is that her relationship with her siblings, her bonds with her siblings, she's going to be little, they're going to be big, but that we're praying that our family grows together as well.
This is Neve, and her name means bright one. It also means snow, and her middle name, Moana, is our native term for ocean back in New Zealand. So her name means made by the ocean and born in the snow, which she was. And this is Luna. We're dedicating both daughters today. And Luna's name means moon, because she was our little light in the darkness. And she still is.
And her middle name is Adele, which means noble and sweet, which she really is. And yeah, Luna. And on the night of her birth, they were having also my Oma's funeral, where my dad's mother passed as well. But they announced Luna's birth at her funeral, and there was a big cheer and celebration. So it really was, she really was the light in the darkness. So, and she's proven, we also chose moon because it's constant, and it's like God's light on the world. And just the idea that you can always see it, it's always there. So just that idea that God would be that to her. And our our hope for our girls is just that they'll be free in themselves, that they can be secure and be confident in who they are, that they can walk with Jesus in a real way and in a healthy way, and that they would be whole, like emotionally, physically, spiritually, and that God would bring people into their lives to continue to nurture and build them up, that would pour into them, so that they can kind of be free to be who they are and who God's called them to be.
So Elisa and Nathan, do you guys want to anoint?
I just have to, like, you guys, this is not just about them. This is about us. You're called to be sisters and brothers, uncles and aunts, like grandparents, as you as you get closer to them, this is about you too. This really is. Like, learn their names, but so much more. Every time you see them, like right now, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, Luna, how are you going to be the light in the darkness to me when I'm an old man and you're like a young lady? And Neve, I want to see you grow up, girl, and watch and celebrate and grieve together, push each other through the hard times. Like, this is what we're called to do as a community. By the invitation of the parents, as you earn trust, not everybody to be assumed, but as you earn the trust, being with the family. So just, can I do this now? Elisa. Just in the scripture, there's a symbol that we have of anointing a person with oil. Sometimes it's for healing. This is a symbol, so it's a bit flexible. We don't have to do it exactly in a certain way. It's not magic. But we wanted to anoint the kids. I hope this is okay with the parents. I haven't checked this with all of you. Just anoint them on the forehead with the sign of the cross as a symbol of Christ's love, protection, and being with them. Lisa, do you want to do this with me? You are Christ. You belong to Christ, Luna. You're going to have a good future, girl. Yes.
And anoint you with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to anoint you, sweetie, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So let's gather. Let's have those that are wanting to pray just come surround these families. Let's say maybe what we'll do is say a few prayers here and then scatter throughout. Is that a good plan? So God, some of you just come around and just lay your hands on the families here. Lord, we thank you so much that you have given us this task. You've asked us as parents, as a community, to come and to plead before you, God. Would you form Christ in these families? Would you allow these parents to point their kids to Jesus? And could we say we're for you? We are for you as you point your kids to Jesus. You've heard each and every prayer that the families have said, and we want to agree with that and stand together as a community right now. Just come over the kids, Lord. Come over the parents.
Pray, dear Lord, that you would bless this family. That Linka will grow up to be a strong lady that loves you. That you will watch her grow up. That you will build a hedge around her of safety, love, forgiveness, hope, and healing. We pray that the parents will be blessed and strong in raising their child. The pointer to you at an early age so that she will grasp why your love is. Praise the name of Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you for these ones, Luna, Nave, and Lord, we remember as you knit them together in the womb, the miraculous, and your formation in them. And we just ask that that would continue now. We trust in that. We trust for you to be forming them along this journey. We pray for wisdom and revelation of who you are as they grow. And that you might indwell them richly. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for the gift of children. We thank you for the joy it brings to all generations. When a child is born, little ones are attracted to them. Seniors are reminded of their youth and of the goodness of life. Father God, you breathe life into these families by allowing them to have children, and you breathe life by granting parents wisdom and guidance to raise their children. So we thank you, Lord, for your breath of life that we breathe in daily, Lord. Lord, we ask for wisdom, for your grace in abundance on these families, Lord. We ask that you would command your angels to come and surround each and every one of these children and their parents, and that their heart would always seek you, Lord. Seek your face, Lord. I say of you, seek his face. Thank you, Jesus, for these children and their families, and bless them.
Yeah, Father, we just pray over these kids. Just open hearts to receive your love, that each one of them will experience you loving them, experiencing you fathering them, that they will know that you're good and you're kind and you're faithful and you never fail. And we just speak that over you right now, that God loves you in a way that he's going to reveal things to you. And we thank you for everyone surrounding these kids, and we commit to pointing them to you, Father, when things are tough, that they will experience their own relationship with you. Just pray these things in your name.
Lord, we ask for your blessing on all of these children. Lord, may you watch over them, where they go, what they do. Lord, we give them to you. They are yours. Lord, may they see you. May they have authentic and real encounters with you. May they know you are their creator and how much you love them. Lord, bless all these parents. Lord, would you give them wisdom? Lord, would you give them grace and patience and even more love? Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you that these children are the future and that your kingdom will move in them. Lord, may your kingdom move powerfully in them.
Yes, Lord.
And may we all support them, pray for them, and bless them. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So let's have the families, just wherever is comfortable for each family. I've got a youth stationed with each family. They're going to write down the prayers. And if anyone from our community has any words, pictures, or prayers, just approach each family, and we're going to continue praying as worship goes on this morning. And we're going to write down these prayers, any words that we have for our families. Anywhere that you guys are comfortable as a family. So if, as a family, you need to sit, I can open up the comfy couch room, or you can have a seat in one of these rows or on the side of the stage, and we'll just follow you.
If you've never known what it's like to have a parent's love, sometimes you have to get it later on in your life. So just look at the tears and the smiles of these parents that love their kids, and you'll get a picture of God. Mothers and fathers are all in this intense moment just reflecting the love of God. So those of you that feel holes in your heart from parents that didn't love you completely, like no parent can, let it be partially filled up just by looking at them. Healing comes to you. And this is how we grow as a community. This is how we're healed.